The Georgia Supreme Court today overturned a conviction for aggravated child molestation against a star high school football player. Marcus Dixon was 18 years old when he had sex with a 15-year-old girl. In reversing his conviction, the state's highest court also threw out a controversial mandatory 10-year prison sentence. NPR's Kathy Lohr is in Atlanta.
In a 4-3 decision, the Georgia Supreme Court ruled that the football star from Rome, Georgia, was not guilty of aggravated child molestation. After hearing the news that Marcus Dixon's conviction was overturned, his legal guardian, Ken Jones, was emotional.
It's just been so hard, but he said, "Boy, tell Mom I'm coming home. Tell his little brother he's coming home." You can't explain things like it.
When Dixon was convicted, his scholarship to Vanderbilt University was revoked. He's 19 years old now. Dixon's family say they're grateful that the Supreme Court took on this case. Chief Justice Norman Fletcher said that the Georgia General Assembly intended to punish Dixon's conduct as misdemeanor statutory rape rather than as child molestation, which is a felony. The case attracted attention from across the country, some saying mandatory minimum sentencing laws were misapplied in this case, and some arguing the case was all about race. The NAACP and some Atlanta legislatures argued the case would never have reached court if Marcus Dixon had not been black and the girl had not been white. But Floyd County District Attorney Lee Patterson denied those charges.
This was not brought about because of race. In fact, that's the argument that they have propounded, or some people have propounded all along, and it didn't have anything to do with it.
Dixon's attorneys say prosecutors were overzealous, using the aggravated child molestation law to prosecute what amounts to children having sex at high school. But District Attorney Patterson says the case was serious and that Dixon deserved the punishment he got.
And we feel that the evidence presented at trial supports the conviction of this defendant. This victim gave very specific testimony about the harm that was rendered to her.
Lee Patterson is appealing to the Georgia Supreme Court to reconsider its decision. Meanwhile, this evening, Dixon was released to be with his family approximately 10 hours after the court's decision. The ruling leaves the former football star with a conviction of statutory rape with a maximum penalty of 1 year. But Dixon has already been in prison for 15 months. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.